Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
And
and only Teresa Graham. Good morning, family. How are you doing this morning? Guys, I hope you woke up with a praise flowing from your lips. Glory be to God. I know it's a blessing, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but it's a blessing to be alive this morning, to be able to say thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning. Come on, somebody. I feel a preach right there. Glory be to God. So I want to thank everybody who is listening to this show from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information you can use. Guys, I tell you, if you would like to call in and just say good morning to Teresa, you can do so by dialing area code 563-999-3467. And you can say hello, Teresa. Okay. So, guys, I tell you, I'm so excited today. You know, I have a lot of decisions I have to make. Yeah, I got to make some decisions, guys. But before I talk about that, let's go ahead and see what the weather going to look like here in Texas. Well, guys, as I can see from the forecast, now, you know, that can change, so, you know, don't put it in, I'm not going to just say that it's going to happen. It may happen, but it says that it's 79 degrees, and it's going to get up to 100 degrees again today. So, if you out and about, guys, be careful out there, because you can catch a heat stroke. You know what I'm saying? A heat stroke. And so you don't want that to happen. So definitely consume some water today. I'm not talking about that soda pop, as those old folk used to say, soda pop. No, we're talking about some water. Okay, so put some water in your system and make sure you okay, okay? All right, so like I was saying, guys, I have some decisions that I have to make, and it's dealing with my finances. You know what I'm saying? You know, I work hard to keep my credit good and different things like that, but I have a big purchase that I am looking to buy, and that is an RV. You know, I was telling everybody on my Risa TRV Living channel on YouTube, you know, that I'm buying an RV. And I just have some decisions to make on that, guys. And I tell you, yesterday I've been wrestling and wrestling and wrestling with it. And, yeah. And then, you know, here in the state and really the country, really, you know, everybody's state is going to be shut down again. So I won't be able to travel. So, you know, getting a new RV at this time wouldn't serve my purpose because it will stay in the storage, and I will be, you know, either paying on one or have bought one out, you know, cash, will be sitting in the storage, you know. And so I don't know, guys. I just have to trust God, you know. I have my trust in God and see what the Most High God is saying, because, guys, I believe in walking by faith and not by sight, and I believe in trusting God and taking His word as final authority in my life. But, you know, I know how to make a dollar holler, okay, and I don't spend money funny. So there's a lot of decisions that I have to make that causes me to wrestle within me, you know, because I really want my RV and I really want to travel the world and love on people. And then I was looking at this old school, okay, I was looking at this old school RV. It's around 1997 to be exact. Oh, it's an old schooler. You know how them old cars? Now, let me tell you something, guys. I'm attracted to old cars. Even though I drive a Cadillac, okay, I'm in love with old cars. I love how the guys have, you know, restored those old cars, and they look good, okay? I'm just saying. I love that. And so, you know, I was wrestling with this old schooler. It's a 1997, and it only has 77,000 miles on it.
and it haven't really reached 100 miles yet. And it looks good. The body paint on it is good. Well, I haven't been close up to check the tires, but it looks good, and I feel I can get inside of that RV and tear it apart and put what I like in there, because I love to design. If you walk in my home, you'll think you're in a model home, because I love to design and decorate, okay? And I'm not talking about that old-fashioned decorate. You know, I feel, I'm not trying to pat and toot my own horn, but I feel I have a gift for that, to design, because I'm a boss dresser. I love to dress, and I love nice things, you know, So I'm just wrestling right now, guys, and I love ancient antique stuff. I really do. I love antique and ancient things because they hold their value. And so when I see these old cars going down the road, you know, I look at them because I love cars. And you know, I've always was one, even though I'm a lady, I'm a queen, I've always loved my vehicles to look like dudes' cars, if that make any sense, you know. I don't know. I'm just like that. I don't like feminine cars or things that look like, you know, old, driving Miss Old Daisy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I love certain things, and I've been wrestling with that. And I know I must rest in God and trust God, you know, because the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord, He will guide my footsteps. He said a good man's footsteps is ordered by Him. And so I believe that the Most High God will order my footsteps and give me the answer that I need, because I don't want to be desperate or anxious about getting an RV. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's in my heart, and I desire to get it. And the thing is, I really want an RV. And so what do I do? Do I wait? Because I was told also, if I'm brand spanking new one, it has to be built. But they don't have enough supplies to build it because of the pandemic. And so that would take months and maybe close to a year before I can get my brand new spanking off the factory line, you know, delivered to my front door. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in between, not understanding, you know, feeling a certain way. Yeah. So these are things that I am really concerned about. So I need you guys out there who's listening to really say a prayer for little old me. You know, I don't usually ask for anything, but I'm not ashamed to ask for prayer, because prayer is good. And I need somebody who know how to pray. I ain't talking about pray on me like P-R-E-Y, but I'm talking about P-R-A-Y, someone who can pray for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes I need that. I need someone to pray for me. You know, I'm always praying. I'm always preaching or teaching. And, I need someone to, you know, reach out and say, you know, T, it's going to be all right, girl. You got this. You got this, girl, you know. Oh, my goodness, you got it, girl. What you talking about? What? Okay. So, yeah, you know, I just need that. But, I'm going to be okay, and I'm sure by the end of the day I'll know exactly what I need to do. And so I try to figure out how God will move in a situation and how He will work it out. But by me getting in the way, I limit God, and I don't want to limit God, because my part of faith is to believe God will move on my behalf. Amen. And it's up to Him to work out the details, okay? And so I really don't need to know every step, okay? He would take to get me, you know, through my decision making. You know what I'm saying? But I always believe faith without works is dead. Is that safe to say? I just want you to know faith without works is dead. And so I have to have faith in God. And I have to trust God when I can't trace God. Is that all right? I'm about to slap my own self. Okay, come on, somebody. You know? And so it's great when we can really trust God. It's great. And God will give us wisdom, sound wisdom, you know. He'll keep us from making mistakes. But the first thing is to trust him, you know. And so, you know, by me being human, you know, I'm, you know, I get anxious at times. You know, but I have to rest in God too. You know, the same thing I've been preaching to people, you know, the same thing applies to me, you know. And so I'm no better than anybody, you know. And God loves us all, and he wants to bless us all. But I too have to take heed to what I release, you know, to the people of God. And so that's where the tests come. You know, I can preach and teach and release a word unto God's people. But when it comes to my doorstep, can I deal with it? Huh? Can I deal with that? That's the test right there. Glory be to God. Amen. And I've lived long enough and close to God to know that God would never fail me. He would never leave me, you know. And some things don't come when you want it, but it will come on time. God, I felt that right then, the Holy Ghost. It will come, okay, at its appointed time. Because Ecclesiastes talk about a time, a season. And so you have to know your season. And when you know your season, you will not walk in error. You will not make mistakes because you have showed up on time. God, I felt that right there. Your stuff has showed up on time. What you say? Glory be to God. So I just want you to know today that this girl right here, she got some decisions to make today. Amen. I got a big decision to make. You know, and so I thank the Most High God that I'm not robbing Peter to pay Paul. And when we say robbing Peter to pay Paul, we're talking about rubbing two nickels together, two pennies together to try to make a dollar. Come on, somebody. And so, yeah, I have a lot that I have to think about, a lot that I have to decide, you know, after the show. You know, I'm going to go in prayer and really lay it before the Most High God and really think about this thing and really, you know, get quiet and hear, you know. Because once I go and buy a big unit like that cash, I'm buying that 1997 as is. And so the engine may sound tight and right, but the moment you go off that lot, if it break down or the motor blow, what then? You see what I'm saying? So these are things that I must take my time to think about. An old school is not bad. You know, they got them new pretty ones. They got them new pretty ones. Going to pass up, get in this old schooler. I don't know. So that's something I'm thinking about, and I woke up with that on my mind this morning. Even though I praise God, I thank the Most High God. You know, I thank him for waking me up this morning. But I had a lot on my mind when I went to bed last night, you know. And usually I don't go to sleep with stuff all over my mind. You know, I empty that thing, baby, and I get some good rest because I love to sleep, y'all. Y'all, look here. I was never one who liked to go in nightclubs. That wasn't me. I was never one who drank and smoked and partied. That was never me. You know, I can honestly say I don't know how it feels to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes or blunts or whatever they smoke in the day. I don't know what that is like. See, my desire was to sing. You know, that I always wanted to be a singer. You know, I started out young in Miami, Florida. I grew up in Opa-locka, Florida, right there in Miami, the heart of Miami, Florida. And I used to sing as a teenager, you know. I would go around blowing. I'm talking about singing. And so that was my desire to become a singer, you know. And so you will hear a lot of my music on my platform because I love to sing. It's in my DNA. And I know good voices when I hear it, okay? Come on, somebody. I know whether you can blow or not, okay? So don't waste my time talking about you can sing and knowing you sound like a chicken. Okay, crock-a-crock and crook-a-crooing and all that. Now. But anywho, yeah, so I've always wanted to be that. And so I'm one who I don't like to be seen. You know, I'm not one who have to be seen. I just like to handle my business. And whatever the Most High God have for me to do, that's what I want to do, you know. I want to please him, and so I just don't want to live my life wrestling and tussling and pulling and fighting and all kind of stuff for what I want. And so these are things that I don't know. I guess I'm rambling. I don't know. I'm just trying to get it out, I guess. I don't, y'all help me. Y'all pray for this girl this morning. Oh, my goodness, I tell you. But anywho, so how are you guys doing this morning? I know it is Tuesday morning, and I'm sure all of you are getting ready for work, and, you know, I pray that you have a blessed day today at your job and that you love on somebody today. Take that opportunity to spread the good news. Talk to somebody about God. I'm not talking about being a religious folk or doing things traditional, but I'm talking about just showing up, just letting your hair down and just love on somebody for a minute. You know, I can't tell you how important it is for someone to hear you say, I love you. Have a great day, you know, say nice and kind things to you. You know what? I could be in the grocery store. I can be at the mall. Anywhere that I am, I can give somebody a compliment, another woman. You'd be surprised how many women hate to give you a compliment, honey. They know you're cute. They know you're a boss dresser. They know every time they see you, you got it together, okay? But they don't want to compliment you. But, honey, look here. I find ways to compliment people because you never know what that person is going through that day. So why not compliment them? Hey, oh, girl, your hair. Because I was in there one day last week, and I saw this young lady. Her hair was almost back to her backside. And I looked at the color. And I said, oh, wow, your hair is so beautiful. And I told her, I love that color. And I said, what color is that? I said, is that burgundy? And she said, yeah. I said, yeah, that's a dark burgundy. I know my colors. And she started smiling. And then I told her, I said, it looked good on you. And she said, oh. And she started smiling and just throwing her fingers through her hair, shaking her hair. You know, she knows she was looking good. And so I just went ahead on and sold right on into her spirit, man, honey. Then I started a conversation with her, and she was a little Mexican girl. And I started conversation with her, and she was just smiling and blushing, and she telling me about her college and different things like that. And I didn't start saying, well, you know, I got a PhD, honey. And I didn't tell her I had a doctorate degree. I was sowing into her. So it was about her. It wasn't about Teresa at that moment. I took it off of me and went into her and made her felt good. And to encourage her, I was her cheerleader at the checkout line. Come on, somebody. I was, and you could tell she was so happy. Somebody was talking to her. You never know what people go through. You know, even though they can be there, doesn't mean they're really there. You know, their mind's somewhere else, and they're going through trials and tribulations. So you have to find opportunities to really pull and sow into other people's life. You know what I'm saying? And get it off of you. Amen. It can't be all about you. It's got to be about somebody else and how you can help somebody else. Amen? And that's what it is. We have to learn how to help one another and to love on one another, because the Most High God wants us to each other serve each other. And that's what makes the world go round, is love. Okay? And I tell you, and I'm going to tell you something. When I would go in the stores, I would say good morning to people, even the stock people. They would be shook, you know, because then I'm sure they're not used to people saying good morning. Well, I was raised to say good morning, and that's a habit to me. You know, good morning, I don't know who you are. Good morning. I always do that. I was raised that way, you know. Amen. I was raised that way. And so I believe in respecting people, you know, but don't get it twisted. Don't get this girl to be raw, because I can get raw, y'all. Believe that when I tell you. But I love the nice me. I love the loving me. But I can pop off like the 4th of July. What you say? Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I just wanted to come in and just love on you guys a little bit and see how you're doing and just chit-chat for a little bit. You know, I look forward to coming on this platform every morning because it blesses me as well, guys. And, you know, each time I come and the Holy Ghost speak through me, I walk away with something, you know. And I don't usually go back and listen to my shows, but I think I need to start listening to each one of them and just hear what was said. Because usually once I do the show, it's over, it's done. You know, I share it on my Twitter and my Facebook page. But as far as going back listening to it, no, I don't really listen to it. I just, you know, flow and leave it alone, you know. But I want to start having guests on the show every Saturday. So I want to have guest hour. And I want to showcase a lot of people's gifts and talents to the world. Because, you know, I love to get behind people and push their vision, okay. And that's what I want to do. But you know what I found out, though, guys? This is not my first rodeo with Blog Talk Radio. I've had a radio show, Fresh Refreshing Waters. I had the Teresa show. I've had a lot of stuff over the years with Blog Talk. And I've had over hundreds of people on my show showcasing their talents and gifts. And a lot of people know I can sing. A lot of people know I've written books, and I'm a very fashionable person. But no one has ever invited me on their platform. I mean, I'm just saying, and not that I was looking for anything, but I'm just saying, no one have ever reached back out and said, here, Teresa, let me give you a platform to showcase your gifts and talents. No one has ever did that, and that's okay. You know, a lot of people are self-centered, selfish people. They don't believe in opening doors for you because they're afraid that you may make it or you may get there. But you know what? I feel I've already made it, and the reason why I've already made it is because all my music is public, okay? Somebody listening to it, huh? Somebody listening to it. You know, and so I've already made it. I'm good, you know, I'm good. If I have just one person to talk to, I'm good. Does that make sense? Because I'm not looking for anything. God said my gifts will make room for me and put me before great people. So I don't try to bust doors open for myself, but I'm about that business, though. Okay? I'm about that business. Believe that. But the point is, you know, I'm just saying, you know, people want you to push them, but they never want to come behind you and encourage you and push you. Y'all ever have people like that? They'll tolerate you, but they won't celebrate you. And I have some so-called friends who will hide in the shadow saying, oh, girl, I got your back. I'm supporting you. But yet they can't support me publicly because they say they support me privately. You know why? Because they may have said some things they hadn't been saying to somebody else, and if the person see them support me, they'll say, oh, I thought you said, See, I'm hip to the game, you know. I'm hip to the game. I'm a seasoned woman. I know game when I see it. Believe that, okay? I know game when I see it. Folk got some game with them. And what gets me, guys, is this here. I'm not a saint. Okay, I just want to put it out there, okay? I'm not a saint, okay? Amen? Sometimes I want to snap back, you know, but I have to know that I am a child of God and remember that I'm a child of God, see? But a lot of folk will be in your midst, and they will give you a Judas kiss. Y'all ever had people like that? People will give you a Judas kiss, huh? They're looking for reasons to accuse you. Amen? They're looking for reasons to try to destroy you. Amen? And so that's why I don't deal with folk. Believe that. I don't deal with folk. Amen? I don't deal with people. I'm a people person. Don't get me wrong. I love you. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. If I can, I'm going to tell you I can. But I don't deal with folk because folk will become jealous. Folk will try to stab you. Folk will try to hinder you. Folk will do all kind of things but help you and support you. Amen? You have leaders in the church. They think they're untouchable. And they see talent and gifts and they won't even reach out to you and say, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's okay. That's their thing if they don't want to do that. I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying if it's within you to do, why not do it? I'm just saying. A lot of people, it's within them to help you, but they won't. Why? Because they're afraid that you're going to blow up. You're going to go to the next level, and they're going to be down there. And let me tell you something, guys. Unless the Most High God build the house, you labor in vain. I hate to hear somebody say what they've done for me. If it were not for me, you wouldn't have. Or if it were not for me, you wouldn't be. If it were not for me, you know, I don't want to hear all that. That's why I'm a loner. That's why I'm independent. That's why I get it. That's why I do me. Okay? Because I don't want to hear all that about what you've done for me. What you've done for me? Huh? Come on, somebody. See, that's why I don't deal with folk, y'all. Because folk ain't real. They'll smile with you and you be bleeding at the same time. And when I say they're smiling at you and you bleeding, that means they're cutting you up with their smile. Okay? And so everything that looks pure is not. And so it's sad when you got to check people's motives. That's right. You got to check. Always check why people is in your midst or in your circle. Find out. Investigate. I know. Well, what you want? What you want? What you want? Just find it out. It'll become clear eventually. It will become clear eventually. Just wait on it. Everything have a season. Like the old folks say, everything come out in the wash. All right? It sure do. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, guys, with that said, I got to go. I got to go. Just want to come and love on you this morning and let you all know, guys, that we all sometimes be in a decision-making position, you know, where we got to sit and you know, make some hard decisions. but just know it will be the right decision when you make the decision. And that's what I see. So I definitely want you guys to know that all is well, and in due time, the Most High God is going to make everything all right. Is that all right? Glory be to God. See, I love God right there. I love him. I love him, and I can't get enough of him. Amen. Amen. I can't get enough of Daddy. Daddy loves me, and I love him. Amen. So with that said, guys, again, if you would like to be on Serve It Up Now platform, guys, go to serveitupnow.com. Leave your comment, leave your information, contact information, and I will be sure to return an email or either call you, reach out and touch you, amen, by phone, okay? And we can set up a time and date, because like I said, I really want to start Saturdays dedicated to having guests on the show. And so that's one thing that I want to do, start doing. So we're going to see how that works. I don't know whether I'm going to start it the first of the year or, you know, start it next month. So that's another decision I have to make. And also, if you have not started following my YouTube channel, it's in the description box. Go to that YouTube channel. That is my YouTube channel, my ministry page channel, where I'm going to be preaching and teaching the Word of God. And so I won't start that until 2022, okay? But I am putting video over there now just to, you know, lead to that point, okay? Lead up to that just to keep the channel going, you know, and growing. So please subscribe to that for me, okay? And so let me see if there are any more announcements I have to make. And I'm seriously thinking about going ahead, working on my music project again. I think I'm just going to go and run with this project, this new project. Because all the songs you hear that I play, I've sung, I've wrote them, did all background vocals and lead vocals on the track. And so music have always been in my DNA since I was a little girl, you know. And so I could never get away from it. So I love music. And so I'm looking at that as well. So I ask, guys, that you all say a prayer for me, that the Most High God will lead and guide me in spirit and then lead me to where I need to be and what I need to do, okay? So, guys, with that said, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Please join me in the morning. I want us to really break bread together, okay? So, with that said, guys, love you now. Stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next show, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
standing as long as